Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Look who we dragged off the parade route. Jake Madison, host of Locked On Pelicans podcast, at NOLA Jake. Jake, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, Christian.
You bet. Any parading in your future this weekend?
Yeah, I'm running a little behind today, but we're heading out there shortly, so we'll be out on the route for everything they've got going on today.
Let's get to the Pelicans. They're in action tonight against Portland, and they start the second half of the season, 27 games remaining. I guess my question to you would be, what's the reason for hope the Pelicans can make the postseason?
I mean, look, they're 5.5 games back now, and that's a lot to make up over the final 27 games of the regular season. But if you're looking for hope and a reason to stay tuned in and watch this team, the biggest thing is they have the easiest schedule going forward. If you look at opponent winning percentage, the Pelicans have the easiest. It's well under 500. And if you look at the Memphis Grizzlies, who currently occupy the eighth seed, they have the toughest schedule going forward. So things can definitely swing over these final 27 games. The Pelicans have been playing 600 balls since about January or so. They've been very good since Zion Williamson came back. And finally, maybe for the first time all year, they're fully healthy. You'll see Brandon Ingram be fully good to go in the game tonight. Zion Williamson's going to be fully good to go. And they're looking to really make a push and continue this good play that they've had recently. And if Memphis starts to stumble a little bit with that tough schedule, with a bunch of travel in their future, you should be able to see the Pelicans climb up in the standings here. And they've got two games to go against Memphis, too, which I think are pretty big. So tiebreakers and the easy schedule coming down to it, it should mean that the Pelicans are going to be in contention for the eighth seed through the basic end of the regular season.
Jake, got a text here from Brian in Mid-City calling you out for Star Wars X-Wing miniatures this Wednesday. He says, Jake will know where to find me.
I'm sure. I haven't been out there in a little while, but that's coming soon. Don't worry.
More nerd stuff. Great. Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Jake. Getting back to the Pelicans a little bit, Zion, what's an expectation of him in the final 27 games? When are they going to maybe take the wraps off and let him go full throttle?
Yeah, you know, it seems like he still isn't fully in game shape yet, but working his way back to it. And, you know, the only way you get in game shape is by playing games. But now that he's got 10 games under his belt, I think you're really going to start to see the minutes kind of come off. You know, they haven't had a hard minutes cap on him whatsoever. It's just more when he looks tired, they might pull him. But you've seen the Pelicans leave him out there a little bit more so as he got into a couple more games. So you're seeing him close games, which I think is really big and really important for the team. And so I think now that he's gotten a little bit of rest from the All-Star break, you know, as long as he's good to go, he'll be out there on the court. I don't think they're going to really hold him back much of anything. If anything, you might see his role slightly reduced because they want to get Brandon Ingram worked back into the rotation a little bit. And maybe have him be kind of that main guy, that go-to scorer that he's been all year. And they need to try and kind of find a way for these two to really fully coexist. They've been very good together, but there's been a few hiccups in the road, which really only come by playing together. So these final 27 games are important from that perspective. But Zion, you know, he's going to have a lot to play for. He wants to get into the playoffs his rookie year. He wants to at least be in the running for the rookie of the year conversation, which there's been some, you know, talk about recently. So if he can go out and average what he's doing now, which is over 20 points per game, the rebounding, grabbing his own offensive boards too, he's going to really be in the mix for all of that. So I have pretty high expectations for him. The scoring's going to be there. The rebounding's going to be there. I'd like to see him improve on defense slightly, where he's been maybe average at best right now. And if he can step up in that department, the Pelicans are going to feel really good about their playoff chances.
Jake, bear with me here on this question. So we know they're 5.5 games back, and I know that's ultimately what they would have to do to make the postseason. But fill in the blank. The Pelicans make the postseason if blank player remains steady and is a big influence. Which is that player?
So that's a tough question. I don't know if you can really kind of boil it down to one, but if you do, it's probably going to need to be Jrue Holiday. We've seen this from Brandon Ingram and what he's capable of doing all year long. Zion has lit it up since he's been playing minutes out there on the court, but you've had maybe a bit of an up and down season, especially offensively for Jrue Holiday. Defensively, he's great. We know what he can give you on that side of the ball, but there's been games where he shot 30% from the field, under 40% from the field, and he's been a little bit inconsistent in that department. The Pelicans are going to have games where maybe Ingram isn't at his best, where Zion isn't at his best, but they need Jrue Holiday, who's that leader of the team, both offensively and defensively, to be there consistently and on a night-in, night-out basis. And if he can really step up his offensive play, which he's kind of done as of late, I'm going to feel pretty good about the Pelicans making up the 5.5 games until the end of the regular season.
So Portland tonight, and then it is Golden State and the Lakers on their 3-game Mardi Gras road trip. What do you think the record's going to be?
You know, I think you're easily looking at 2-1, potentially 3-0. I feel pretty confident in them beating Portland tonight. Damian Lillard's not playing. This is a team they've had a lot of success with so far this year. They're 3-0 on them going for the season sweep. The Golden State Warriors are Golden State Warriors. They're not good. They've beaten New Orleans twice, but they haven't beaten New Orleans since Zion's been back and since this team has been playing really good basketball. I think you get a win there. The Lakers game is going to be tough. They are easily the best team in the Western Conference, but I think they have at least a chance in that one. So 2-1 is what is minimum what I'm expecting, and more or less that's what New Orleans needs to do throughout these final 27 games, and to go 2-1 more or less entirely, because they're going to need to go something like 16-10 if they want to try and get into the postseason.
Jake, we're weaving in, you know, carnival and sports, and I'm going to ask you, would you rather ride in a Mardi Gras Super Crew or play one snap or one play, I should say, in the NBA?
Look, I'm going to go in a Super Crew. I don't ride. And knowing how poorly that go for me in the NBA, that I'm probably going to do a whole lot better riding in the crew. And especially with it being carnival season right now, there's just no way you can say no to something like that.
Have you ever ridden before, man?
I've ridden in the St. Patrick's Day parade, but never during Mardi Gras.
You got to put it on your bucket list. You're a guy that's embraced this city. You weren't born here, but I certainly consider you a New Orleanian. And man, you got to do that. Just got to do it.
It's on my list of things. I got to just, you know, kind of reach out to some people I know. I know people who ride in everything. So I've got to just reach out and do it, because like I said, I've been here for 16, 17 years now. So I think I pretty much count at this point.
Jake, when you go to the parade tonight, I better not hear any reports of you elbowing kids for beads, okay? I just better not hear that.
I'm great during Mardi Gras. Have fun. I kind of, like, give everything I can to the kids, pretty much.
Is it me, or do I get, like, am I the only one that gets almost, like, visibly angry when I see an adult jumping in front of kids to catch 5-cent trinkets? I mean, I get, like, angry.
Look, I get it. I might not go that far with it, but certainly you kind of look at these people who are out there, and it's, you know, you want this to be kind of family friendly. You want everyone just to have a good time. And when you're throwing bows here and there or running into people and generally kind of being stupid, which can lead to a lot of very negative things and dangerous out there, you definitely don't like to see that.
Jake, I'll let you link up with Brian in Mid-City for miniature X-Wing, whatever it is that y'all do. Always a pleasure, man. I know you got to get running to the parade route. Thanks so much.
Of course. Thanks for having me on, Christian.
All right. To Don in Lakeview. What's going on, Don? You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian. Happy Mardi Gras.
Same to you.
I was listening, driving up into the parade route, talking about the Taysom Hill thing and this contract.
Where are you watching the parade, Don?
Where we saw you guys the other day.
Okay.
Ran Pershing against St. Charles.
All right.
So, anyway, but listen, what I was calling about is that they need to sign him yesterday, because there is not a person in the draft, nor in this upcoming draft, nor for that matter, probably in the NFL, that can do the things that player does.
Lamar Jackson certainly can.
Well. Women. No, he cannot. He's not going to go down on the kickoff.
Oh, okay, fine. Yeah, but I'm talking about from a quarterback position.
He's not going to truck.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Well, that's a decision the Saints are going to have to be confronted with, because if they're going to make Taysom Hill their next quarterback, then all the other things that he does that brings so much to the team, then he's not going to be able to do that anymore.
No, of course not.
So my thought is that where is his value and what he brings in versatility, or do they look for the next one in waiting? And I'm kind of thinking they're looking for the next one in waiting because I think they realize what they'll lose in the way of their versatility, the creative, you know, schemes that Sean Payton can come up with Taysom Hill playing tailback.
So, Don, you're telling me that you think they're going to try to keep him as this jack-of-all-trades player?
I think so.
No, and they won't be able to. Don, they won't be able to. Well, he's a restricted free agent. He'll sign the tender. And the next year, if that vision is for him to be that jack-of-all-trades, he wants to be a quarterback in the National Football League, he'll go sign elsewhere as an unrestricted free agent.
I guess that's the question that I don't have the answer to. Is that what he wants to do?
Yes, he said that on record.
Okay, well, then I guess that makes it a different, you know, then a decision then is different. If that's what he wants to do, I understand. But on the other hand, if he's just saying, listen, I'll do whatever I need to do, and which he's kind of done up to this point, because truly there really isn't anybody out there that can do what he does.
Nah, he's a unique guy. He's a uniquely skilled football player. Don, enjoy the parade, man. Catch some beads. Give the good stuff to the kids. Jeffrey on the West Bank. Jeff and Metairie, you're next here on Sports Talk on WWL.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team?
Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.